talking to Coach Schoening. And Coach, your nominations this year. Oh, I lost them. Braden Sperling and Colin Haffey. Coach, let's talk about the leadership first, that both these kids display a big quality of Dream Team nominees. Tell me how they're able to lead the team, maybe in some tough situations on the field today, even in the locker room.
Yeah, both these kids are, you know, great leaders, you know, on and off the field. Colin Haffey is a senior. You know, he's done a great job for me all 3 years that I've had him. You know, I was able to watch him as a freshman, too. Even coach him in basketball his freshman year, and he's just one of those kids that he's going to work hard at everything he does, whether it's in the classroom, in the weight room, you know, on the field. He's going to be a great leader by example. He just does a fantastic job, has great character. You know, just a really hard worker, stays after it, motivates his teammates, you know, never gets down on anyone. He's always really positive with everyone, does a great job. You know, Braden Sperling, he's a sophomore this year for us, but he started last year at linebacker. You know, we kind of put him in a tough position, but that's kind of where we needed him to play so we could bump some other people around. He's done a fantastic job, you know, just staying with the game plan. Another kid that is a great leader by example, does very well in the classroom. You know, never have to worry about his grades or anything like that. Works extremely hard in the weight room also. He's more of a more of an outspoken kid. He's going to definitely, you know, be a great leader for us for these next 2 years too. He's kind of stepped up speaking-wise this year. You know, he's the head of the defense. He's the Mike linebacker. He gets everyone where they need to be. You know, just a really good kid that has another great character. Works extremely hard at what he does. Wants to be the best at what he can be the best at, you know, and that's, you know, Mike linebacker, and if we put him at guard, we had him at guard a little bit this year. We put him back to running back because of a couple injuries, and he knows every single play, any position we can put him at, and he's going to know it by the next day, and, you know, he wants to be the best he can be, and very good kid, very good teammate, all around, those two are really good kids.
All right, Coach, now Colin's a senior. He'll be walking out of the high school doors in just a few months. What will you remember most about him? You said you got to see him as a freshman, so it must be a complicated answer. What will you remember most?
Just how hard he worked. You know, he went through an 0-10 season that freshman year, and it would have been pretty easy, you know, to kind of give up and not really care about it, but he kept grinding. He never quit, and that's with anything he does, you know, basketball, track, anything he does school-wise, in the classroom, he just keeps grinding, and he wants to be the best he can be at what he does, and he's gonna get other guys there too just by, you know, showing them, hey, I'm going to work for this, I'm going to get better, we can all get better as a team, and I'm really glad that he's had a great senior year. I mean, you know, he's worked extremely hard for it. And so, yeah, that's definitely one of the things I'm going to remember him by. You know, it's just a kid that worked extremely hard, never gave up, you know, looked towards the future and what we could have built. And, you know, he's had a fantastic year. And one of the reasons we are as good as we have been this year is because of him, a huge part of that. You know, not just for his athletic ability, but, you know, he's a great teammate to the younger guys. He's always talking to them, building them up, you know. We ever get after him a little bit or anything like that, he always goes over, you know, gives him a little pep talk. He's just a good teammate to be around. He's fun to be around. The boys enjoy having him around. He gets along with everyone. And he's just a really great kid. And I'm just, the thing I'm going to remember him by is just really great kid all around and extremely hard worker.
All right, last question, Coach. Now for Braden. Now, the term senior leadership it's a term, but as a sophomore, you talked about what he meant to the team. But how was this expected? Did you know him his freshman year that he could rise up to this role? Kind of talk to me about the expectations you had for him and how he kind of outgrew them, and even expectations for next year after such a successful season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that first year, we didn't really want to expect too much out of him. We didn't want to put a lot on a freshman like that. We just asked him, hey, this is what we need you to do. We know it's not an easy position, but this is kind of where we need you to play. And he's all up for it. He was up for the challenge, and he did a fantastic job. You know, he met that challenge and even exceeded it. And that's just the type of kid he is. He's going to see something, and he's going to want to be the absolute best at it. And if there's a challenge in front of him, he's gonna wanna you know, meet that goal of, getting that challenge and, you know, doing what he can do to reach that challenge. And, you know, that's one thing with him. This year, he stepped up leadership-wise. He's a little more outspoken. He understands the game. I mean, for being a sophomore, he understands the game very well, especially defensively. You know, we got a lot of different moving parts, especially in certain games, and he's always on top of it. He's another kid that the boys love to be around and that the boys respect. They see how hard he works. He's always in the weight room. He's always at film. He's always, you know, studying film on his own. You know, it's a bunch of just great qualities that you want to have in, you know, a leader like that. And he definitely does that. And I expect the same thing next year. You know, he's going to want to keep fighting. He wants to be the best. So he's going to get his team to be the best. And it's really awesome to have a kid like that.